always have a backup.
That's
so, okay. Yeah, so we get none of it. And like, we've done this our whole, like I can probably count on two hands the amount of clients we've had from people phoning us.
Wow, that's super interesting. So you feel like it's primarily been outbound, like?
Yeah, man, all marketing is you go where the eyes are, right? So where are your eyes? Like, where are they when you need them? They're at work. Right? So like,
door-to-door?
Oh yeah. I mean, like currently now we don't do door-to-door anymore, but like for me, because we're doing it nationally and everything's from a central location, it just doesn't make sense. So I could cold call from here, deliver a quote in Ontario, get a deal, give it to one of our partners. Not a big deal. But if I was to restart again, I would start off all door knocking. Cold calling's hard. It's work. Like, it is work. And to get somebody to do it and perform, very difficult.
Yep.
Door knocking, I could walk into a building not knowing what I'm doing, walk into 10 locations, walk out with two quotes.
Yep. Yeah.
Right? So like, the people you're looking for are at work.
Yeah. No, at the beginning of our business, literally within the first 2 weeks of us getting our business license, getting our business cards, we had gone and just handed out cards door to door. And within the first day, we actually got our first quote and our first client that lasted like 4 or 5 months, which was, you know what I'm saying? So it is interesting. But I do want to ask, do you feel like the traffic through online leads, whatever it may be, online ads or just through Google SEO, do you feel like it's industry specific? So meaning this industry may not have, like, that's not the best way to generate leads within this industry, because it is sort of from an industry to industry, it'll change. You know what I mean?
Like off of Google?
Yeah.
We don't use it. We don't use it at all. Eventually, will we probably use it when we're trying to build the company out so we could sell it? Sure, because we'll have to get that side of the marketing down and add it as part of the business. But like, again, I'm paying $86 for a lead, one lead. And if I do it through Google, I'm paying, what am I paying? $250-$500 a lead.
Yep.
And what happens is when I'm paying them for a lead, I'm competing against other people because they've usually just gone on, clicked my website, filled out a form. Right. And then after they fill out a form, they go to the next one below and they do the same thing. So I'm now competing with 3-4 people, where if I go direct to a customer, what ends up happening is I'm not competing with anybody. I'm competing with their existing company that they probably don't like.
That's interesting. Yeah, because I do know, like, my experience is like how I came into the cleaning industry is like my family, my dad, my aunties, they have their own cleaning companies. So I had been doing cleaning most of my life. So once I turned, when I was 17, I started a company. When I was 18, I signed into a partnership. So when we started the business, I had known my family and they have zero websites, zero online ads. It's all through word of mouth of just developing good relationships and developing a reputation in the industry and then just expanding on top of that. Sure. And then like really focusing on certain areas and then just really locking down any clients in that area.
Yeah, so you just can't do that at scale though.
Yeah,
like it depends what you're trying to build. If you're trying to build a business that does 200 grand a year, yeah, sure. But like, if you look at these $1 billion janitorial companies, they all have sales reps that are going out door knocking and doing these things. Like, they're not depending on the kindness of strangers and referrals in order to get deals. They have a systematized process in order to duplicate more clients coming in every month, period.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's why I just asked if it was industry specific, because I know people that zero online ads, zero website or zero online presence, and they've still been able to generate whatever $100,000-$150,000 in sales. But like you're saying, it's scaling beyond that. And like for me, coming from family that has cleaning businesses, I've seen them work very hard for years developing this business, have good clientele, but then not being able to really scale beyond a certain point. And I would say the word is a high paying slave. You get paid a lot of money, but you have very, very little free time.
Well, you have a business that doesn't want, that won't sell for anything either. Like, I mean, look at a business that I can purchase or that I can sell. So I make, let's say, 800 grand a year. Next year, I make 800 grand a year because I don't need more money. But what happened was I took a company from 4 million to 7 million. And now the evaluation is at not 4 million anymore. It's now at 7 million. I just made $3 million of equity in it. Right. And then I go to 10 million and all of a sudden now I have another 3 million in equity. So like I'm still making my 800. There's profit left over in the company, but I also made $3 million in paper money if I wanted to sell it.
Yeah.
Trying to sell a janitorial business that's doing $150,000 a year in sales and is mainly based off of the owners doing the cleaning and the owners knowing the building, it's not going to be worth $150,000.
You think? You're
selling something for like 20, 30 grand, maybe if you have tons of equipment, right? Where I can sell my company, let's say it's at 10 million, I can sell it for 10 to 15 million. So like I'm building an asset while taking out an income and saving money in the company, which I then get to funnel to other aspects and other businesses if I want, or real estate. Like it depends what scale you're looking at things. Just by talking, like you're looking very, very early stage on, where I think if you looked a little bigger and looked at building a process to get qualified leads in and then closing them, you're going to have a completely different like frame on what you need to do.
Yeah, I think that's one thing that I have. That's interesting that you say that, because it's like coming from a family that only did the work entirely themselves. It's like you're saying, I'm sort of stuck in that frame of mind of only doing business within this certain, like, this is how you should be doing business. Yeah, right.
And that's as big as you can see.
Yeah. And there's many ways to do business. So that's why, like, that's why I even got into the cleaning industry. Cause it's, I realized I had experience with the industry, but I wanted to scale. I wanted to create an automated system that beyond what my parents or my family has done. So like, I think, yeah, being able to apply those systems, being able to like have those processes in place is fundamental, is going to be necessary for me to grow. But I don't know.
Like, so what do you do all day?
Throughout the day? I have a full-time job, and I also have like a YouTube channel. It's called WS Garage. So we just go like racing, we go drifting. Okay. So I'm really just focused on just the cleaning company. So weekdays, I have my full-time during the daytime. And then I do cleaning, like any cleaning contracts I need to do or I need to go manage, I go do that throughout the weekdays. And then weekends, I primarily am editing for my YouTube channel. I just really try to stay busy and then stay focused on that.
Yeah, I mean, like, you got to pick what has, like, more girth to it, right? So, like, you got to find the time to go start knocking on doors, handing out business cards. But you got to make a pitch. Like, don't just walk in and be like, hey, here's a business card if you think you want us, da-da-da-da. Like, it's a whole process. How do you get from the gatekeeper to the decision maker? How do you get a walkthrough on site? How do you deliver them the price on site? How do you have a contract ready for them to sign on site? How do you literally walk out with a year-long contract? Like, our contracts are year-long, but the clients stay with us for 2.8 years on average.
Wow.
2.8 years.
Yeah.
Right? Like, well, that's all systems.
Yeah. It's I think, some sort of, like, a customer journey and having everything prepared in place.
Another way of saying it. Yeah.
While they're going through your business, too.
Can I give you a piece of advice?
Absolutely. That's why we're here.
You have your job, you have your cleaning business, and you have your drifting thing on the weekends. Ditch two and go all into one.
That's interesting.
Okay.
Two hands and three pods.
Yeah, it just, last year we were doing this online university where, like, I mean, I think we made 400 grand in selling online university and training for janitorial companies. So we were making 400 grand, we did a sales guy doing it. And that was obviously not per month over the calendar year. And then we had a partner program where we were selling partners for the rights to service contracts. Total, it was like 800 grand cash. We hit a limit. I couldn't go past a specific number. And it was because we had these so many different avenues of making money. So I literally shut down a $400,000 a year cash business. I shut down the partner. I went all into just growing the clients, and we gave the information to the partners for free. And within 1 year, we tripled that business where we're like, we brought in, I think, 300 contracts. So like we brought in more contracts in 1 year than we've ever done in a year before. And we'll have our best financial year ever, all because we iced out the other two things and I could just focus on this one sale. So like time divided, very, very difficult. Try to make everything simple and just in one.
Yeah, they say you have two hands, can't have them in three pots.
Yeah, 100%.
One thing I want to ask is, so kind of going back to, you're talking about selling a business. So one of my goals is absolutely being going and purchasing my family's companies that they have, even if it is for a small amount, to take on one, take on that clientele. So we have a larger client base, the better reputation, because they have like clients that are like well known within the city, whatever it may be. But then you're saying at that scale, it's harder to sell a business. So let's say a business making $150,000, you could only sell it for $20,000. But you wouldn't say it's the same thing for a business doing $1 million, that it's only able to sell for $300,000-$400,000?
Well, it depends what the EBITDA is, right?
Before
interest, before tax, right?
Okay.
So like it is really what your profit is after taxes. Okay. Mm-hmm. So like janitorial companies tend to get a 4 to 10x multiplier. 10x is excessive, but like a 4x multiplier. So if you do $1 million in profit, your company's worth $4 million.
Okay. That's interesting.
So like if I'm doing $4 million, and there's a lot of variables in it. Like if I'm the face of the company and I'm in here all day, every day and weekends, it'll be valued at less than four, because they're like, listen, you want to sell the company, leave, but now there's nobody to lead it. Right. So there's not as much value. So you're buying all you're buying is contracts from them.
Yeah.
You're not really buying a business. Does that make sense? Like you're just buying the paper contracts. You're not buying like the office space. You're not getting like a giant website. You're getting a contract that if the cleaners don't stay there, what ends up happening is a lot of the time clients get attached to their cleaners and they just try to bail.
Yeah, there's somewhat of a loyalty.
So like you're not really buying anything. You know, you could get them all in 2 months, lose them all like that. When people buy businesses, they buy talent, they buy systems and processes, right? And then they buy clientele that they know is going to stick around. And you're just not getting any of that.
I think I do appreciate the advice, but I think regardless, that is one of my goals, to try and purchase my family's is cleaning businesses, to try to expand. Yeah. Because it's primarily maybe just like, I don't know. This has been a goal of mine since I was a child, seeing my parents literally work cleaning their whole lives. That's one thing that I'd want to take them out of whenever I can.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to give your family money, like you don't need to buy their business in order to do it, right? You can just give your family money. Like you can just pay their house off. You don't need to pay top dollar for something that's not valuable. You could just do it. Like... and it's a noble thing, so there's nothing wrong with doing it. Do it.
But it might not be super worthwhile, is what you're saying.
I'm just telling you that the value's not there, right? Like, if you're doing it because you want to help your family, just help your family anyway. You don't need to do something like that in order to help them. You know, make enough money, make millions, and then give them some of it. Who cares? Pay their house off. Do whatever you want to do. But, step here, man, is... developing a process that gets you clients. Like our first year, we did 250 or to 285,000 in sales. We had like 40 or 50 clients. All I did was go door knocking. That's first year. So you're year three at like five, right? Like your goal should be like, how do I get five a month every month? Yep. Which sounds like an astronomical number to you, but like it's not. If you just go out there, knock on doors all day, 8 hours a day, and you're developing a process that can get you into the building, delivering a quote, you have a follow-up system, you're providing value, right? You're solving a problem for them. You're going to be able to shut deals down that are, like, you'll be able to do 20 buildings a month easily. Yeah. Like, it's not hard. You just have to do the hard work.
I agree. Do you feel like, because this is one thing that I've noticed, at least in my experience, maybe it's not completely true, but it's like most of the larger businesses that I've seen that are doing million, 10 million, 50 million in sales in the cleaning industry primarily have a subcontract system, meaning they are the people that are focusing on closing clients and finding contracts, but then primarily they focus on subcontracting that labor to smaller businesses. So that's one thing that I actually find really interesting, because that is one of my goals in our business, is like when and how you want to move and decisions you want to make as a business, is for us, we wanted to keep it all in-house. And that is sort of going the long route. It is sort of harder because you have to train teams, you have to schedule in cleanings, you have to have the equipment in place.
It doesn't work for small locations.
What do you mean?
Like if you look at giant companies, Omni Cleaning, right? A billion-dollar company or close to it, right? Be Clean, few hundred million. They all have employees. Maybe they have some subcontractors, but they're mainly employee-based. But the type of locations they do are high-rises, shopping malls.
Yeah. Corporate.
Right? Like they're doing stadiums. They're not going and cleaning a $275 a month contract one day a week. So like if you want that model, it works, but it works on a gigantic scale. But the way you guys are set up, like good luck starting there, because you know, to go and get a contract like that, they want to see stability, right? A lot of the times you have to put money down, and then anytime you screw up, they're going to take money out of that. Like there's a lot that goes into them, and those guys have it so well designed that competing against them is extremely difficult. Like we don't compete against them. I don't want to do like our largest contract we had was 40 grand a month, and we had like seven staff on it almost full time. And it was just not what I wanted. It requires so much attention to do it correctly that it actually stops the growth of the company. So we target medium to larger companies, average is about 3 days a week, $750 a month. And that's what we target. And we just bing 40 to 60 of those suckers off every month. That stayed 2.8 years.
So primarily commercial clients, restaurants or office spaces. So again,
restaurants, that kind of office spaces, dental, industrial, you need to think if they have more than 10 employees, they probably have a cleaning company.
That's a way to think about it.
And like majority of the businesses have more than 10 employees that have brick and mortars to them.
Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. Cause I don't know. That is one thing I wanted to ask, because I do find it super interesting how literally all of the companies that are in that range of 1 to 10 to 50 million are a subcontract model. But it's definitely developing those systems. And I mean, it's also like, I don't know if you've seen, but in Calgary, they have Busy Bee has like a contract with the city of Calgary, and they have vehicles that say City of Calgary, Busy Bee on it. And I found that super interesting, because God knows how big of a contract that is.
They have City of Calgary and Bee Clean, not Busy Bee, Bee Clean. Bee Clean. Yeah, it's Bee Clean. Bee Clean's a massive company, national. Like, it's huge. Yeah. I think the founder was Joe Correa. Might be wrong about that, but...
That's interesting.
Bee Clean.
I feel like they started in Calgary, though.
Yeah, Joe Correa. Started in Winnipeg, actually. No, not Calgary.
Oh, did they? Oh,
yeah. Wow. So, like, huge company. But, I mean... there's tons of money in it, but you just got to do it the right way. Like the subcontracting companies that are doing 10, 15 million that are subcontracting everything out. Like you look at Janiking, Jampro, Coverall, those places, you know, those companies are maybe doing anywhere between 100 and 500 million. And they're all subcontract companies.
And a lot of them are even like cleaners are purchasing clients from them.
Yeah, they're franchise based.
You know what I mean? Yeah, they are.
I don't like franchise.
That's just me. So you would say you guys don't have some a franchise model? Everybody's under one gem?
We didn't have franchise. We tried to do it as they purchased the rights to it, but it wasn't called a franchise.
Like the partner, the partnership program?
The partner, initially, that's the way we had it. It was just too slow. Like, I could get 60 clients a month. Like, these, I'll put it to you this way. Coverall Calgary isn't growing by 60 clients a month. They're maybe growing by, I don't know, I'm just throwing out a pure speculation, 10, right? Okay. And then they can give those 10 to their partners, and maybe they are their franchisees, and then they maybe sell one or two franchises. I can't keep up with demand, because if I sell 60 contracts and get 60 contracts a month, that means I need to find 60 new partners to pay money. And we just couldn't keep up with the demand, so it capped us out. So we cut charging for it out, gave it away for free, right? And then we got about 10,000 people that applied to be a partner. It was like a snap of the fingers. Now we don't have an issue finding partners. It was the constraint in our business that we had to fix.
Yeah, because it's still, it's not like those contracts aren't still generating monthly income, but it's just like the barrier to entry, the barrier to give these people these contracts.
Yeah, you know, we'd charge, man, there are some people we charge like 80 grand for. Right. Wow. Build them out a whole business that was like 50 to 100 grand a year in sales, even more than that sometimes. But I didn't like it. I didn't like charging them the money for it. I'd rather just give them the contract. They service it. We take a percentage. We're in business together.
Yeah.
And we have very, very tight, stringent rules around being a partner. You know what I mean? Like answering on time, ensuring that the quality is where, following the checklist. And if they can't do those things, then obviously we remove them. But we tend to keep partners around for a while.
That's awesome. So you focus primarily on building that marketing system on, I mean, maybe not marketing is the word you'd use, but the systems and processes to finding clients and then bringing them through your pipeline or your funnel. Yeah. To then make sure you see where, because that's one thing with having a pipeline is you can see where clients are falling off if something is wrong in the system.
Yeah, 100%. So we have a marketing system that brings in leads. Okay. So marketing is just to make it very, very simple. Like, people get marketing and branding mixed up. Like, but marketing is just generating leads, period. Okay. Sales is closing those leads. That's it. Marketing's generating them. Sales is closing those leads. Operations is ensuring that they get serviced, right?
Yep.
Accounting or finance is ensuring that you're getting paid.
Your
people are getting paid. So, like, those are the main core. Accounting and finance, you can figure out and do yourself at the beginning because it's slow. Operations, very important, because you don't want to gain 60 new clients and lose them at the back end. Right? So, but the first goes sales, then operations. Like, how long do you have a client stick with you guys for?
I mean, we have had quite a few one times. Most of our clients that we have right now we've been with us for like 3 to 6 months now. I mean, about 6 months ago, we tried to really lock in our like the process of when we're at a job and making sure that everything's to a certain standard. We have a good communication with the client. So then, I mean, right now it's been about 3 to 6 months. We have some clients that we've been working with for about a year, 2 years now.
Okay. Yeah, so you want to get that number up to average 2.8. But the only way you get there is if you have a whole bunch of clients coming in that you're servicing correctly, and then it gets there, right? So, like, when you have clients coming in and you lose one, like, you need to figure out, I'm like, was this our fault? I mean, at the end of the day, it's always your fault. It's always your fault. But, like, sometimes we bring in clients that were like, man, this one was a little bit out of avatar. It was our fault for saying yes to it in the first place. Right. Other times we bring on clients and we put a partner in, and that partner is killing it in 7 other buildings. And then that 8th building creates too much on a strain on them. And then they start getting issues everywhere. So we have to remove it a few. So, like, it's playing with it sometimes.
Yeah. It's understanding what you're capable of and what contracts make the most sense for what you can provide.
Yeah. Yeah. Any other questions?
Um, I think that's most of it. Yeah. No, I really appreciate you taking time out of your day.
No worries, man. I'm glad I could sit here and help you out. If you need anything, just message me and I'll give you a hand. Like, just the takeaway from this would be choose one business. It doesn't matter if you love the other thing with racing and videos, like come back to it in 6 months. Like and just go door knocking all weekend to like businesses that are open. Dental offices are open on Saturdays. Restaurants. If you want to get businesses quick, go to restaurants, knock on their door. They're always interested in getting a quote. And it gets you in front of somebody because there's no gatekeeper. You walk in, you talk to the hostess. The hostess is usually some 16-year-old girl and they don't know what to do. So they're like, I'll go get the branch manager. Then the branch manager comes up and you're literally talking to the decision maker immediately. You get him to take you on a tour of it, right? You have a conversation with him about it. You deliver a quote. If the pricing's good and he has issues, and every restaurant has issues, every restaurant, then you get a restaurant. You could grow by 20 grand a month by just getting restaurants, and it gets you in front of people.
Yeah.
You know, like that's where we started. We just started pumping out restaurants, and then it became an issue because we had so many of them. It was hard to find people, but yeah, it works.
Okay. Yeah.
So, okay.
No, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
No worries, man. Thank you very much. And I hope you have a great day.
You as well.
Okay. Bye.